constitutional amendments for themselves.
That was Laura Benshoff reporting.
Missy Mazzoli is a young composer who knows how to handle a symphony orchestra. Mazzoli is known for her operas, but a new album called Dark with Excessive Bright proves that she can coax unusual sounds from purely orchestral musicians. Our reviewer, NPR's Tom Heisinger, has been listening.
When Missy Mazzoli was 10, she confidently declared she was a composer, although she hadn't written a single note. Her family thought it was a phase she would get over. Well, she didn't. Now 42, Mazzoli is among today's busiest and most respected composers, and her new album is the first to showcase the symphonic side of her work. With an orchestra full of instruments and a penchant for unusual harmonies, Mazzoli conjures peculiar sounds. In her sinfonia, subtitled For Orbiting Spheres, she calls for harmonicas in three different keys to produce wheezy, otherworldly tones. She says it sounds like a hurdy-gurdy flung recklessly into space. After Mazzoli's childhood piano lessons came gigs in punk bands and composition classes at Yale. These days, she navigates Carnegie Hall debuts and commissions, such as the violin concerto called Dark with Excessive Bright, which gives this album its title. Like a photographer, Mazzoli captures moments, rich in texture and charged with expression. Hard to describe, but you can feel it, like here, where the orchestra slides up to a cadence. Low strings pluck the beat, high strings twinkle with glitter, and in the middle, a melody wanders. So far, Mazzoli's greatest success has come in the opera house. On the heels of her acclaimed Breaking the Waves, she, along with Jeanine Tesori, was the first woman to be commissioned by the Metropolitan Opera. And while this album is purely symphonic, there is drama in the music. Mazzoli dedicates the piece These Worlds Within Us to her father, a Vietnam vet. And in this passage, Mazzoli proves she can make an orchestra roar. Coming of age in a DIY environment and encouraged by outfits like the Bang on a Can Collective, Mazzoli is at home using rock instruments and electronics in her music. On Vespers for Amplified Violin, played with ardor and agility by Peter Herestal, Mazzoli sampled old organs, strings, and voices, then waterlogged them in distortion. Missy Mazzoli likes to think of herself as an opera composer, but with symphonic music as expressive and rigorously built as this, not to mention the dynamic performances here by the Bergen and Arctic Philharmonic Orchestras, we kindly ask her to keep up the good work.
The album